This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of the Day of the Lord in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. In the last time, we saw the rapture of believers who are church. Disciple Paul taught to Thessalonians people about the rapture. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air or in the heaven. Caught up together is called as rapture. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, Jesus said to his disciples, as, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." So Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and the resurrection. He told to his disciples, Jesus Christ is going to prepare a place for disciples, many mansions. So he said he will come again. That rapture, Jesus Christ coming again into heaven, not in the earth. Because the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, to meet the Lord in the air, not on the earth. So Jesus Christ will come again in the air, A-I-R, or in the heaven. That's the first Jesus coming in the heaven. So he will bring all Christians, physical dead people, first of all, he caught up them with the body made by heaven, not made by corruptible thing, earth, made by heaven. Then, alive, one, Jesus Christ will catch up with other Christians together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That's called rapture. Rapture meaning caught up together. Caught up. That's rapture. Also, beside Paul, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 52, wrote to the Corinthians, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So in the suddenly, our body is changed from the present corruptible body into incorruptible body made by heaven. At the last trumpet, right here, trumpet, that is Jesus' return in heaven. Last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, incorruptible. So dead people, soul and spirit, blessed incorruptible body together, we shall be changed in a moment. So this great event that is known as the rapture of the church takes place in the last time we studied the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 18. What's the consequences of our faith in the rapture? We have a constant expectation to meet our Lord Jesus Christ because we don't know the day and the time of the return of Jesus Christ in heaven. So we believe that Jesus Christ will come again into heaven quickly, urgently. Therefore, our life can be put on the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, rather than the kingdom of the earth. So we can be purified, we can be sanctified. So during the lifetime, or during the church history, many former Christians had their faith over Jesus Christ's return in heaven quickly. They had constantly expected to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed that Jesus Christ was coming urgently, quickly. Therefore, naturally, their life's priority is the kingdom of God, not earthly thing, eternal thing, but eternal thing. So, they had to be pure, or holy, or sanctified by their attempts. Today, we are dealing over the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord will be a time of God's judgment upon the earth for unrighteous, sinning men, as well as God's blessing to the believers. So, the day of the Lord begins at the rapture of the church, who is believers. That's a blessing. So chronologically, we see entire Bible, we can find out the day of the Lord, the start from the rapture of the church. First, the rapture of the believers or church. Right here, church, which meaning true church. Church means those who believe in gospel. What is the gospel? The 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Gospel is that Jesus was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away my sins, your sins. Was buried and third day rose again. That Jesus Christ. That is gospel, good news. we ever believe that Jesus Christ, you will be saved from eternal deaths. That's a gospel. So, the Savior, so they are treated to be righteous because Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed to them. So, chronologically, we see the entire of the Bible. First, rapture meaning cut up, rapture. Second is 7 years, great tribulation. Third is Jesus Christ return on the earth. Jesus will come again in the earth. That time Jesus Christ judgments are there. So to unrighteousness, Jesus judged against the unrighteousness. So put Satan and Satan followers into bottomless bottom. Then millennium kingdom. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, so all believers become kings. So millennium kingdom. Then last moment, eternal, you know, judgment. That is called the white crown, you know, judgment. Then eternal punishment to Satan and the Satan power follows. Then new heaven, new earth. That kind of consciousness, that is all of them together in the day of the Lord. But in this chapter, more like in the focus on Jesus to return on the earth. So that time Jesus is judging against the unrighteousness. But talking about this day of the Lord, talking about the world mainly. Verse 1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. The times and the season referred to the return of Christ on the earth. And so, of the times and the season, you don't need that I write to you. For yourselves, who are Thessalonians, know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 38, but of that day and hour no one knows. That day and hour no one knows. When Jesus Christ is coming on the earth, or Jesus gave a judgment, you know, great tribulation into the earth. We don't know. Not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And so, our efforts to determine the date or the hour of Christ's return or the great tribulation are foolish or are useless. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. So Jesus Christ explained to Noah, before flood judgments, the people are doing usual business like a normal day. But Jesus said, here no one knows, and even believers will be surprised. when great judgments or great tribulation is coming on the earth. Lord will return suddenly and unexpectedly, and so be ready to welcome Christ today. We have living hope to meet Christ right now. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape to unbelievers. Today world said peace and safety. So many people talked about one world government, one world religion, because of the fact that there are so many ways and so much conflict and strife come over the different religious beliefs. That's why we must make one religion. Today, we often listen to the radio or TV, global economy, global peace, global government. But here, disciples said, they will not escape to unbeliever who said peace and safety. But that will be followed by sudden destruction. However, we Christians, true Christians, not just churchgoers, without belief in that gospel, which previously stated by me in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we truly, Christians, will escape. In Gospel Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. But take heed to yourself. Watch for yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. And that day comes on you. That day of the Lord comes on you unexpectedly. In this context, great tribulation. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Great tribulation come on the face of the whole earth. But that time, all true believers are already raptured. In heaven. Right? So all believers are not on the earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things. Escape all great tribulation. To escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. To stand before the Son of Man. To meet before the Son of Man. So, right here, whole Bible we can see all believers were raptured with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heaven, but here on the earth, great tribulation occurred there. So Christians are going to escape all these things. But non-Christians, non-believers, or fake Christians, false Christians, are not escaping. Right? Not escaping. They will not escape. First of all, but you, brethren, are not in darkness. Darkness, or Satan, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Now, this is an important, interesting thing to recognize and to know. You believers should not be in darkness at the coming of Lord, because you know today is the last days near to His coming. Although you do not know the dates and hour of His coming, so be ready to meet Him all the times. Be prepared for His coming now. So we should be spiritually alert rather than spiritually dull. The warning of Jesus about the rottenness of the world. So we should watch and be ready, because you do not know the day or the hour the Son of Man comes. Although we know today is the last days. So Paul said, of the times and the seasons, you do not need that. I write unto you, you are not the children of darkness, that the day should overtake or pass over you as a thief. But he declares, you are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Now, this is spoken of Jesus, who is the true light, in John chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. So here indicated Jesus Christ is a true light. Whenever we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become light, because Jesus is true light. Jesus Christ lives in us. So true light is in us. So we are light. So we are the children of light. So we should work as children of the day, not of darkness, not of the night, not belong to devil or Satan. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, not be spiritually dull, but let us watch and be sober. Be spiritually alert, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drinking are drinking in the night. Unbelievers belong to darkness, belong to Satan, so they sleep in the night, likewise they drinking in the night. But however, let us Christians, let us Thessalonian Christians, let us who are of the day, we belong to the light. We are belong to the day, not night, not darkness. Be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Right here, breastplate protects our hearts. So the fighter, a Roman soldier, so they had a breastplate made of iron, so helmet made of iron. So breastplate protected our hearts. So likewise, breastplate of faith and love. So in our hearts, we have faith and love, a lot of love. So faith coming from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word of God. So faith's essence is the Word of God. Love, agape love, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So the essence of agape love is the Holy Spirit. So breastplate protected our faith based upon the Word of God and our love as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Next one, helmet. Helmet protects our brain, our head. So likewise, the hope of salvation. We have a salvation from what? From the judgment of God that is coming against unbelievers or sinful man because of sin. So we have a living hope of salvation from judgment of God against the believer. That's why rapture, Jesus returned in heaven first, then Jesus returned in the earth second. So Jesus returned in heaven, at that moment, we are going to be caught up with other creatures together in the air, in the heaven. Verse 9, for God has not appointed us to wrath. God has not appointed us to judgment, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. To obtain salvation, that's a blessing. So God appointed us to the blessing, salvation from eternal judgment, by our Lord Jesus Christ. When the great tribulation comes, we as true believers or church are not here on the earth because God has not appointed us to wrath, to anger. So we already are saved from great tribulation, the judgment, turmoil. Then to God, God had appointed us the children of the light, or the children of the day, not children of the darkness, or the children of the night. So God had not appointed us unto wrath or anger. If you have whole trust of entire Bible in regard to God's children, we should believe posture. We should believe in the pre-tribulation rapture position. What is a pre-tribulation rapture position? So rapture occurs pre meaning prior to tribulation. That's called pre-tribulation rapture position. That's a blessed hope for those who believe in the pre-tribulation rapture position. That's a hope from salvation. From hope of salvation from eternal death. What is a pre-tribulation? Pre-tribulation meaning right now, the present tense, we live today. Today is prior to tribulation. That's called pre-tribulation. So you may hear of a post-tribulation. Post-tribulation means today is post, P-O-S-T, meaning after. Today is after tribulation. That's contrary to entire Bible. Also, pre-millennium meaning today is prior to millennium kingdom age. That is a pre-millennium. How about post-millennium? Today is after millennium kingdom. That's a post-millennium. Also, you may heard here over no tribulation, no millennium. So we don't have any tribulation, no millennium age. That's all of them are treated to be symbolized in the Bible, that kind of stuff. So when you read it, the entire Bible, literally, you may find out Jesus Christ returned in heaven. At that time, the rapture of the church, of the true believers, occurred in heaven. Then, on the earth, great tribulation occurs. Then, Jesus Christ returned on the earth with all church, raptured already, together on the earth. So Jesus made judgments. Two judgments. One is the word. During great tribulation, some people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will save them, including the Jewish people. 144,000 Jewish people too. Then millennium kingdom, 1,000-year kingdom, Jesus Christ reign all over them on the earth. Then Jesus eternal judgment, so-called Gehenna, fire, eternal judgment, eternal elimination of Satan. And Satan's follows. Then new heaven, new earth made it. So that kind of a consequence are taught by the Bible. The judgment of God will not and cannot come until the Lord has taken the whole true believers or the church out of the earth. So we obtained salvation by or through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a salvation from the wrath of God that is coming upon the earth. Verse 10, speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, which meaning we physically die or physically alive. Wake meaning physical life, sleep meaning physical die. Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, our soul and spirit would never be dead, right? Never be dead, but have eternal life. We should live together with Him. We live together with the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall never die. In terms of spiritual life, never die. Although we die physically, because Jesus Christ caught up us into heaven, so we will never die. The first 10, actually related to the First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. So here, we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Them is the earlier the death in Christ. So, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so we live together with the Lord Jesus Christ. So always be with the Lord. We shall always be with the Lord. Verse 11, wherefore comfort. Right here, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18, therefore comfort one another with this word. Verse 11, here also, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. In order to finish well, we as children of light should encourage or comfort one another to meet our Lord Jesus Christ and live together with the Lord forever. So not discouraging. Build up one another for the unity of Christ. So all together we'll live with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Now, this day of the Lord that follows the rapture of the church. The day of the Lord is not a particular date or hour, that's a period of time or an era of time, including established millennium kingdom upon earth. So the Lord of the day includes rapture or the Jesus return in heaven, then the great tribulation on the earth, then judgments, two kinds of judgments, against unrighteousness, also for the righteousness or believers, then millennial kingdom, white throne judgments, that is eternal, you know, judgment, then new heaven, new earth. Finally, let me read Isaiah chapter 13, verses 9 through 11, on the day of the Lord. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with both wrath and fierce anger, talking about on the earth, right? To lay the land desolate or barren, and he will, the Lord, will destroy its sinners from it. Who are sinners? Unbelievers. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are cleansed away at that time, right? Cleansed away. So, you are no longer sinners because you have Jesus Christ, the Pelesha, which cleansed away your sins. So Jesus' righteousness is imputed to you. Therefore, you are righteous based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. So miserable, you know, natural, you know, consciousness. The moon, you know, has no light. The sun has no light either. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, for their sin. I will halt the arrogance of the proud. The God always against the proud, but the God, you know, give a blessing to the humble, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. The haughtiness, like the extreme pride. So God will low the extreme proud. Please notice who is going to experience the day of the Lord in the Lord's judgment. Who are they? The unrighteous, the sinner? Or the unbelievers? After all true believers are going to be caught up into the heaven with the Lord. So finally, first the rapture, so pre-tribulation, rapture position is biblical. So we believe in the pre-tribulation, rapture position. Rapture for believers occurs first time before great tribulation. Therefore, all believers cannot enter into tribulation. So, we will escape the great tribulation. Unbelievers will not escape the great tribulation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy for the day of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the rapture of us. Lord, pour out your hearts into us to deliver the gospel to our neighbors before your coming judgment against unbelievers. Let them believe in Christ Jesus. Lord, be filled with the Spirit and your words, that we might be ready to meet the Lord until your Son's return on the earth. Let us encourage, edify one another. May it all, Lord, belong to you, that we might live, Lord, in such a way that you are pleased. In Jesus' name, Amen.